This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
There you go.
Hey, do yourself a favor and subscribe to our Instagram page, right?
Yep.
Do it. Because Spectre's like tracking this, and there's a huge bonus in it for him if we get to a certain number. But no, seriously, subscribe. We do some fun things on there, right?
Well, we know he's listening. He stole my take.
He did. He stole your take yesterday. Yeah.
Literally used it on the drive. So I love that. So yep. We keep all these shows together because we're all friends and we're all family here. Coming today, though, Bink and Logan from 10 to 2 as Gold and Cody are.
Oh, they were suspended because of what happened in Springfield, right?
No.
Because of the karaoke incident. I'm being serious about this. Our GM had heard that he sang "My Name Is What?" And she goes, "You're suspended." That is a terrible karaoke song. You're out.
Their former board operator, Nick Short, is getting married in Northern California. So
where the girls are warmer, right? Is that what they say?
I wish they all could. Anyways,
you think Alex will find himself a California girl?
I don't know. He's not in Vegas.
913-586-7965.
He's got to go to the Grand Canyon for that. True story. And then maybe Vegas. But
such a smooth ride.
Yeah. She's such a smooth ride.
Did Alex hook up in the Grand Canyon?
You don't know the story.
I don't know that story.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how much he's told on air.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story off there. He told me on our car ride down.
I know a lot of stories about Alex that I would never share because his mom is a dedicated listener to the show.
So Vern, a dedicated listener to the show, and me, a dedicated listener to Vern, had this to say yesterday about what Aaron Judge is currently doing in baseball.
The batting average is that high, and I don't think the average sports fan is really aware of it. Honestly, I think outside of New York, sports fans are tired of the batting average is that high.
Sorry.
And I don't think the average sports fan is really aware of it. Honestly, I think outside of New York, sports fans are tired of Aaron Judge, to be quite honest. Maybe I'm alone in that, but I just haven't heard enough talk about, like you said, a crazy statistic that when I was a kid would have been front page news more days than not.
So Vern said they actually asked him a question. I was like, how impressed are you with Aaron Judge's start to this season? He was hitting 423 or 425 yesterday, went over three, now hitting 417. Still hitting 417 on May 6th, and yet, meh. And I was telling Mac this morning, I was like, man, when I was growing up watching baseball, like it would have been everywhere. It would have been the topic. It would have been, hey, it's Aaron Judge is still hitting over 400.
It would have been Judge Watch. Like every day on ESPN.com on the front page, they would have where Aaron Judge is, right? That's kind of what it would be like. SportsCenter would be
leading
with.
At least in my opinion. Now, maybe I was young and didn't understand where the time was in the season, and maybe it would have to be until June to where he's actually hitting 400 to be like, well, there's still a lot of baseball. I understand that, but like, I feel like there'd be more coverage of it, especially being a Yankee wearing pinstripes. Hey, here's Aaron Judge's, stat line tonight. He's 2-3. He's now hitting 421. Like, I feel like there'd be more of it. And Vern says maybe we're tired. You say that maybe there's a way to fix baseball.
Well, I do. And I was looking at the NBA over the weekend with their new TV deal with NBC, right? And what they're going to do with NBC and Peacock and, you know, how they're going to televise games and just how the NBA does it right now. But more importantly, how the NFL does it right now. We talk about sports in relation to the NFL every single day, right? The NFL is king. How does everybody else get their kind of piece of the pie and all that kind of stuff? I think what baseball is truly missing are at least two, and I say at least two, probably max of two, where I call them national TV nights, where you take Tuesday and Wednesday. You're not taking Sunday because you can't do it on Sunday because it gets lost in September and October when it's your two biggest months of the year because football's going on, right? So I'm taking Tuesday and Wednesday as two national TV nights. And now this requires a television partner to pay the freight on this, but if baseball wants to be on that kind of national stage, you need to have a product like the NFL does on Sundays. And what I would do on Tuesday and Wednesday is I would have a 6 p.m. Central window and an 8 p.m. Central window, just like you have a noon and a 3 window in the NFL. And they're all nationally televised games with that regional coverage. You know, you get that regional map, which part of the country is getting this game today, which part of the country is getting that game of the day. And you make it all one network televising all of the games. And you get your regional game, right? You get the Royals game in Kansas City, but it's on a national network, and they have the ability constantly to go back to the studio and give you highlights of what's going on, of games in progress. And I think if you kind of introduced it that way and had those national nights for baseball on a national network, then you could get more people paying attention to what's going on. Because we know what's going on in the NFL, basically, guys, because we're force-fed it. Whether you're watching a game or you're watching Red Zone, you're force-fed everything. You know everything that's going on. Baseball doesn't have that kind of platform anymore.
Yeah, and I think the other problem is baseball in itself is doing it. Like I it's tough to use like a yard analogy, but it's like you have the ingredients in your garage to like you have the weed and feed, you have the edger, you have a nice mower, but yet your yard looks like garbage.
Well, you got to call Aspen. I mean, that's the only way you can get it done.
I knew that was coming. And the thing about it is that you have the opportunity to like showcase what is yours. Mm-hmm. You have De La Cruz, you have Aaron Judge, you have Bobby Witt Jr., you have Paul Skeens, you have these amazing young talented players. Judge 34, but you get what I'm saying. And yet you're just passing up the ways to make it, you know, presentable. You're just like, yeah, I'll get to it. It's like, okay. You drive by the guy's yard, you're like, yeah, he mowed it, but there's still just weeds everywhere. There's trash in his yard. He's letting his bushes go and he needs to trim them up a little bit. And it's just like,
you got to trim your bushes.
You got De La Cruz.
Jen did it over the weekend. It was great. I don't have to do it. She's out there trimming the bushes. It's fantastic.
Okay.
I just want to win, Jen.
So you have these players, and you have, like Saturday, the Royals and Baltimore were on Fox, mm-hmm. right? You could have gone from the Kentucky Derby to go see Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, and Bobby Witt Jr. And baseball, you know, they paid their sponsorships. They paid for the advertisement. Okay, we'll do this, we'll do that. And then just nothing else. So for me, like, baseball will continue to go down this route because they wasted Harper. They wasted Trout. And Trout got hurt a lot towards the end of it. But for 10 years, Trout was doing fine. And now you've got Skeens, De La Cruz, Bobby Witt Jr., you know, all these players, Aaron Judge hitting 417. And it's like, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
Like you don't have anybody, you know, really caring about it. And, you know, I know that we played the audio of Sean Merriman talking about, you know, the Chargers, and no offense to you guys, but like, I'm sorry, like people care more about that take than they do about Aaron Judge hitting 417.
And no question.
And I know I've seen the text line say, well, that's because he'll hit below 200 in the playoffs. This is an anomaly of what the playoffs are. Like hitting 400 in baseball today, this long into the season, should be something that is sought out and watched and followed. Just like when he was hitting 60 home runs a couple of years ago and everybody was watching it at the very end of the season. Like right now, like,
what's harder to do? I think it's harder to hit 400 than it is to hit 60 home runs.
Of course,
right?
Yeah, you could hit 220 and hit 60 home runs, especially in New York. But like the thing is like baseball's had its opportunities, and until you see something different, like I loved when they did the black and white game, mm-hmm. Whatever that field's called. I can't think of the name of the field right now. Gosh, whatever it was, when they did the tribute to the Negro Leagues and Bob Kendrick was there and he was announcing it and they put it in black and white and they were wearing the outfits and everything was great and everybody was locked in. And then they just like never went back to it. It's like, if you make something really nice at a family dinner for a holiday or a get together and someone says, hey man, that key lime pie you made was delicious. My wife loved it. A lot of people loved it. You just keep making that until people say, I'm ready for something new. Mm-hmm. Nobody at all has gotten tired of anything in baseball because they haven't had it yet. No one's gotten that piece of that pie yet in baseball because, you know, we wait. We're like, oh yeah, Otani's great. Judge is good. But like Otani last year, 50-50. And nobody knew about it until the last game of the year.
I know, it's crazy.
And Judge is doing this and no one's literally following. So it's, you know, it is what it is. So.
And that's why I think the national TV, like baseball has been for years, at least in my lifetime, and I don't know what it was like before because I didn't experience it, but baseball has always been the king of telling me why things can't get done. I call them baseball excuses. And yeah. There was one time where we had a bracket of 64 different baseball excuses we received from the old PR guy with the Royals, and I'm not kidding about that. 64 different excuses of why things couldn't get done. Baseball has made a living of telling everybody why we can't instead of thinking outside the box and saying why we can. And I was at the Jay yesterday talking to one of the guys, and he's an older guy, and we were talking baseball. And I said, I don't mean this as a knock to you, but I said, you're an old guy and you love the pitch clock. You like extra innings. You like all the new stuff that baseball has rolled out there. And for a long time, baseball was afraid to upset the apple cart because the old guard fans, the OG Ananobis, if you will, of baseball weren't going to like the new rules that they put out there. Well, everybody shockingly loves all the new rules that baseball has in place, and they can't wait for the newest one to come in next year, and that's being able to challenge balls and strikes. So instead of sitting there and telling me why things can't get done, and we got this TV contract, or we got that TV contract, or we got this TV contract, basically what baseball is right now, and I'm going to use a deep reference that maybe only Spector and Vern are going to get, and that is baseball right now is like the Dreamland Cafe, and they're trying to serve 18 different things instead of just focusing on that Pakistani food because that's where he's from and that's where he needs to do. And Babu Bhatt, you need to focus on one thing. They've got a menu with 85 different things on it, and you look at it and you go, I just don't know why I'm here or what I'm getting. You need to condense that menu. You need to go to those national TV nights. I don't care what your TV contracts are. They're all going to expire. The commissioner needs to say nobody's signing new contracts for TV in baseball till we all get this thing in-house and in one funnel. And what's best for the game, in my opinion, are those national TV nights where everybody's playing in two different windows and you have the ability, let's go back to the NFL desk and see what JB's saying about this game or whatever, and you get the highlights. And so you're forced to see these highlights because how often do you watch a regional broadcast of any baseball game? They're not really showing you highlights of what else is going on in baseball. Hardly ever do you get an in-game highlight of, oh my God, did you see what just happened? But if you're watching this on a national level, they're breaking into the Royals game in a little side box showing you a highlight of an Otani home run or a Tarek Skubal strikeout or whatever the case may be. That's how you grow your fan base, by exposing your fan base. I think these regional networks, they don't care about what else is going on in baseball. They just care about their game, and that's fine. But if you want to grow the game, you have to expose the fans and bring...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The party to the fans, and once they experience and have a little hit on it every Tuesday and Wednesday, like, I really like this. I want to continue to follow on other days, and that's how you grow this game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.